When you saw that on the door, you were supposed to stay out of the house. Then they got to where they was vaccinating them, and then they got rid of all that stuff.
Were there a lot of doctors? And
oh, right. They used to have about, near as I can remember on Kid, we had about 3 doctors in town. And they'd come out with their horse and buggy to see you. The doctors come see you instead of you go see them.
What did their, like, what do you call it when you have, your appendix hurts? When
appendicitis?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was. And then I was, what were the other?
Well, tell me about your appendix.
Well, I was going to say, I used to run the picture show machines in Maser.
Uh-huh.
One night I got to hurting and hurting, and the show was out about 11 o'clock. And by 1 o'clock they said I was supposed to go to the doctor, and I went to the doctor, and they operated on me in about 1 and 2:30 in the morning, and my appendix was stuck to my back.
Huh.
And they kept me in the hospital for 2 weeks, flat on my back, before they'd ever let me out of the hospital. Now they kick you out in
a couple days.
Couple of minutes.
Yeah.
A couple of hours they have them up walking around.
Uh-huh.
So there's that much difference in it. And when I was there, if they figured if you got up before a week, it'd kill you. Now, well, they kept you in there so long that you got so weak that took you a month to get over it. Now they kick you out in 2 hours and make you walk around.
Were there, like in Vernal and town and stuff, were there lawyers? And
yeah, they had lawyers. Dentists. And
doctors. And
doctors, yeah. I don't know whether any of them had midwives or not.
So when people were born, they usually had a doctor there and
yeah.
Didn't go to the hospital?
They had the babies in the home.
They always, the doctors always came to the homes when I was a kid.
What
they would do with the kids when their mother was about to have a baby?
Well, they'd send the kids all over to the neighbors, at least ours. They'd send us over to the neighbors when the mothers have babies.
Not like now.
Now?
Now they just take them to the hospital.
Yeah, they take them to the hospital, and they used to wouldn't let the man go in the room. Now this neighbor over here on his baby, they dressed him up, and he delivered the baby. They put him in a doctor's suit, you know, and gloves and everything, and told him to be careful not to let the baby slip or fall on the floor, and he delivered the baby.
Let's see what else we've got here. What's the opposite of strong, or weak? I just gave it away.
Opposite of what?
Weak.
Would be strong. Be the opposite.
Okay. All right, how about, what do you call it when you have a sore throat and you can hardly talk and your voice is?
Well, we call it the croup, or laryngitis, or something like that.
And
they're hollering too much at the basketball game or something like that.
Get too hoarse.
Yeah, hoarse.
Okay. What about, what do you call it when your joints are sore and it hurts to move? And
rheumatism.
Rheumatism, what else? Any other?
I guess it'd be arthritis.
Arthritis, okay. And then a person that can't hear, what do you call that person?
D for deaf.
Which D say?
Well, either one.
If I wasn't here, if you were just speaking to your wife, would you say D for death?